It's time for Warrior versus Masher, the battle of the Mersey.
Mugs away, who's the mugs away?
Me.
Go on then.
The
say,
mug.
It, say it to him.
One mugs away.
Right, here we go. No cheating this week, you two. First one to Tony Dodson. It's Crawler versus Linares this weekend. Crawler and Linares, what a fight. Who did Crawler beat to win his lightweight world title? So who did Crawler beat before losing to Linares to win his lightweight world title?
Let me think. Don't have to put that on.
Yeah, you
give
do,
me a minute.
Yeah, that's what you do.
It's
you don't get a minute.
The rules of the game. So who did Anthony Crawler beat before losing to
Linares? I watched
the
fight. I just can't remember.
It's all days, that's all.
Oh, we do.
I've got it.
You know when you go into Costa and you see...
Yeah, it's over now. Come on.
You see the workers in Costa and they have a shirt on. What's it say on the back of them?
Was it the time's gone.
Okay.
Costa. I know. Ismael Barrasso.
Taking that, baby!
Yeah, baby!
Ismael Barrasso. Well.
Yeah.
Go on.
Sorry, Barrasso Barista. I just thought it might have given you a clue. Here we go. First one to Masha. Gennady Golovkin, the Triple G. Beat Daniel Jacobs on points last weekend. It was quite a fight, wasn't it? Who is the only other person to take him more than 10 rounds?
Take him.
So who has taken Triple
Golovkin
G more than 10 rounds?
Our very own Martin Murray.
Hello, hello, hello.
Wow.
Hello,
is that
hello,
right?
Hello.
Yeah. Tony's face. Baby.
You should have got the first one right, Tony, to be on the show, shouldn't you?
I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
Look at his face. Oh, he got both. I can't knock him. Not done well there.
He only gets half a point for the one that was handed over.
Oh, come on, Steve. Don't be like that.
Right. Who is this mystery voice? Here we go. Tony, who do you think this is?
Rather than sleeping with a comfort blanket or teddy bear... No. I slept with a potato.
Pull that out again. Can you not? Masha's pulling the headset out. Sorry, guys.
Masha's behaving like a child. He's pulling his headset plug out.
How old are you?
Right.
I can't hear it. I can't hear it again.
Right, are you ready? You put him off in mid-flow. Here we go. Who is this mystery voice?
Rather than sleeping with a comfort blanket or teddy bear, I slept with a potato.
Who do you think that is?
Rather than
used to do a very famous show.
Blanket or teddy bear, I slept with a potato.
The show used to be on at 10 o'clock in the morning, 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning.
You're going to put the timer on, Steve.
Play it again.
Rather
one more.
Camp gentleman.
Rather than sleeping with a comfort blanket or teddy bear.
Do you want to just tell him the answer, Steve?
I can't hear it with your gob over the bloody thing.
Well, you know.
I don't
know. Should I give you a clue?
Go on.
Asda, Tesco, Morrison's,
just give
Lidl,
the answer.
Aldi. I'm trying to make this competition more of a competition.
Supermarket.
Yeah, supermarket sweep guy. I forgot his name. Dale Winton. Dale Winton.
Do we give that? Yeah, we'll give that.
Bronzinski!
What? Is that right?
Yeah, that was right. It's Dale Winton. Look, it gets him back in the competition.
Oh, come on. That's not fair. Oh,
yeah,
no.
You're
Tess
pulling
my
headset out. You're confusing me. Let's see if you listen to this now while I talk that. Over
take
your voice. Go on.
This is a difficult voice. So who is this mystery voice?
Well, that's the beat.
What?
Going for job interviews.
What's that bit in the middle, Matty? Matty, our producer.
That way
I
was him.
And I was 30. So when I was in my 20s, I spent a lot of time going for job interviews.
Recognise it?
Do it again.
I didn't start in business until I was 30. So when I was in my 20s, I spent a lot of time going for job interviews.
Have you ever been in the den?
Yeah, it's the man from the Dragon's Den.
And what's his name? Go on, have a go.
Give me a clue. Wait, there was all the clues. Which all the clues?
What's a clue about this fella?
You just said you know who it is.
Yeah.
You said the Dragon's Den guy.
Yeah,
so why do you need the clue? Why do you need the clue?
No, don't be like that.
No.
No.
Can't get that one, alright?
If Steve carries on like this, he will be evicted.
Don't be Steve.
Don't be like Steve.
Come on, Steve.
Do you want to hand that over?
I can get back level. I've never watched Dragon's Den.
I need a bit more time.
His name is actually Duncan
Ballantyne.
Ballantyne, yeah.
Half a point?
No.
Shut up, you divot.
Right. Final one here to the Warrior. A video appeared on the internet last week of a man dressed in a costume to try and sell his house. Yeah?
No. Yeah.
What not was he it. Wearing?
I know.
What was he wearing? Well, you're on your phone all the time.
No,
you should have seen this video.
No, I've never seen any video. Okay, so
he's always on his phone, isn't he?
A Superman costume.
Right, my go. I don't know it, but I'm gonna guess.
He's a nutter. As simple as he's a nutter.
Go on,
Batman.
That was ridiculous. I knew I was gonna have to deal with
Banana
this.
Man.
No, it was actually a parrot.
Parrot.
Well, yeah. I've never heard of that.
It got international fame. Who's been announced, Masha, as one of the hosts for the Great British Bake Off?
That doesn't even give me a chance. What's a host, like a country? What's a host?
A host
who's
country.
Who's going to do it? Gordon Ramsay.
Host country.
Gordon Ramsay.
He's a nutter. That's as simple as... He's a nutter.
Right,
you need a presenter.
My score sheets at the moment sort of say, if we forget the one that we passed over...
We'll say a level.
We'll go to a tie break. You've got to name this mystery song.
I won.
Shut up, man.
Mystery song. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Look, he's doing it again. He's pulling my headset out.
I know. I'm blue. I'm a D-man-a-da.
Yeah, but there was foul play then.
Come on. I got it.
No, there was foul play. You can't have that.
You should be disqualified tonight. He's done it three times.
No, come on.
Well, I played again. No, he's not having it.
I'm blue.
Well, I'll tell you what then.
Because I used to love that song years ago.
Who sings that song?
Oh, no, you just don't want me to win.
I mean, I think that's fair because you pulled his headset out.
No, I didn't pull it out.
Who sings that song?
Got a clue.
Should I give you a clue?
Go on.
Oh, right. Go on. Give him a clue.
It's a really tall building in Paris.
Paris Saint-Germain.
Eiffel Tower.
No, but... No, it's part of the name.
Mr. Eiffel.
Eiffel what? Eiffel, there's a number that comes after it.
Eiffel Blue.
Eiffel 1. Eiffel 2.
Eiffel of...
Yeah, what are you looking at him for, Steve? I'm trying to tell him. He's lost. Come on, I won.
Eiffel of Blue.
This competition's descended into a farce.
Look, Eiffel 17.
It's a Sudoku number. Eiffel...
9.
Eiffel 7.
Eiffel 60...
Eiffel, 69.
Eiffel 60. Go on, whoever says it first.
61.
65.
62.
Oh, Dodson said it.
No! That's cheating. I've been robbed.
Hey, says the man I pulled my headset out. Hey, you know what, though? On a serious note, though, I don't think we should do this no more. Because we're coming across to the public like we are total.
No, I was.
Mentally challenged.
I know. You got help
We've got
this week.
Steve is actually in tears here looking at the pair of us thinking, are these two for real?
Yeah, well, I'm time, yeah.
So Masha should have known that because he's the little raver out of the pair of us.
Badly
I got it right, though. I got blue right.
Yeah, but
I got one
you
and a half
pulled
questions.
His
pulled
the
headset out.
He pulled out
pot.
The first time. Oh, it got caught.
Stace, you need to control your brother.
Honestly, the pair of you need controlling.
Steve Hoddersall's kick-off. This is Radio City Talk.